Zoomer Radio, Fleetwood Mac, you make love and fun, and let's get it on. Wait, a bit of a theme there. Marvin Gaye on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Olivia Chow now just a day away from officially moving her stuff into City Hall. The declaration of office happens tomorrow, and then she'll become Toronto's new mayor. For these last many months, though, the city has been in the strong, capable hands of Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey, who we hope has booked some vacation time. Today is Deputy Mayor McKelvey's last day at the helm, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. It's so much fun.
Deputy Mayor Jennifer, what are your feelings as you wrap up this very unique stint as a public servant?
Well, it has been a very interesting 4 months. I have learned a lot, and I'm ready to get back to serving my residents in Scarborough Rouge Park 100% tomorrow.
So, new day, new leadership. As someone who guided Toronto through a very tumultuous time, what is the biggest challenge facing Toronto right now? And maybe if I'd asked you this question on Monday or maybe last Friday, your answer would be different. But in light of the shooting in Leslieville and then the gunplay at Bloor and Yonge, is it violence that the city needs to be paying most attention to?
Well, of course, safety of our residents is top of mind, and it's absolutely heartbreaking whenever we hear an incident of violence in our city. And I will say that in the 4 months, the thing I least enjoyed about this job was the phone call from the fire chief to say that there was a fatality in a fire, or the call from the police chief to say that an innocent bystander has been murdered. And it's heartbreaking when these things happen. We definitely need to continue to invest in safety. We're making those investments, and you know, hopefully we'll start to see things turning in a good way.
Mm-hmm. During the mayoral campaign, you publicly endorsed Anna Bailao for mayor. So how has the transition been since Olivia Chow won the election on June 26th between the two of you?
Well, look, this is politics and we're all professionals. And I hadn't actually met Olivia Chow prior to the election. Since she was elected, we sat down with 2 meetings. We've had some great conversations. I'm sure we're going to agree on a great, great many things. But I think the important thing to remember is that all of council is here to serve the people of Toronto. The 25 councillors, we've worked great over the last 4 months to continue to make advancements in housing, in transit, in all of the important things that matter to Toronto residents. And I am confident we'll all find a way to continue to do that.
Is there a deputy mayor role in your future, do you think? Will you continue on as city councillor? And what time does your vacation start?
We haven't had any conversations about portfolios for people. No matter what, I continue to serve the residents of Scarborough Rouge Park, which is a great privilege. And yes, I do have some very much anticipated vacation. I'm going on a 2-week road trip with my daughter, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's
so
really
great.
Good. So can you tell us, because I'm sure Olivia Chow has asked you, if you're staying on as deputy mayor, or will there be, as there have been in the past, multiple deputy mayors?
We haven't had any conversations around any of that. I did ask her what she would like my role to be in the next council, because I have chaired committees up until today, including I'm chairing the executive committee today. All of those items will be moving on to council. So I have asked her if she'd like me to have a role in that council meeting, in particular the briefings leading up to it and helping to shepherd these items through council. She has said yes, she would like me to continue that role to move these items through council. So I know I'll be doing that, but we've had no conversations beyond the end of this month.
What gave you the biggest sense of accomplishment during your time in the mayor's chair?
Well, there's lots. I am firstly so proud that we continue to make advancements at council. We moved more than 500 items through council in the last 144 days. My big goal was to make sure the work of the city continued. We did that, and we had no items that were delayed or deferred. And so I really do feel like we're passing things off in a good place to the new mayor, Olivia Chow.
And did you like being, for all intents and purposes, the mayor of Toronto for the last 4 months?
I love the people of Toronto, and the residents have been so kind and so welcoming to me. I've had the honored to do more than 120 events across all 25 wards, meet people in every corner of the city. And this is just such a city with such great talent and such nice people. And I've really enjoyed meeting so many of them. And the one thing that does always pop out to me, though, is just how interconnected the city is. So when you're out in Etobicoke, there's people that are talking to you about Scarborough. And when you're downtown, they're saying, hey, they were just out in my ward. And so we're really this big web of interconnectedness in the city. And it was really, really wonderful to see that firsthand.
Have a fantastic time with your daughter on the road trip. It sounds great. How old is she?
She's 16. Oh. She's 16. So, you know, my husband makes jokes. He's like, oh, I'm not sure if you're both coming back from this. But despite her being a teenager, she is lovely, lovely, lovely. And I'm looking forward to having 2 full weeks with her.
You know what? The best conversations are the ones in the car, right? Because you have undivided attention yeah. from each other. I hope you have a great, great time.
And let me tell you, Jennifer, that my daughter's a little bit more than 10 years older than yours. That's a rocky time, but it gets better. They become your best friend.
Yes.
Well, she already is.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's great. Good stuff. Outgoing Toronto Deputy Mayor and City Councillor Jennifer McKelvey. Enjoy the summer.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.